720-820-8320. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three. Final half hour of today's show, this Monday, January 22nd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Petitions, 100-word summaries on any petition drive has to be approved by the Board of State Canvassers. Two Republicans, two Democrats. Now, I talked to Carla Wagner down in Lansing on Saturday, and I asked her what happened on Friday, because that's when the Axe My Tax ballot petition was on their agenda to be approved for final wording. The two Democrats are totally against this ballot proposal. Two Republicans wanted to approve it. The two Democrats said no. Wanted them to reword it and come back in February. But guess what, folks? The clock is ticking. The clock is ticking. And Carla was very frustrated. She's going to be attending the event up there in St. Ignace on Saturday, February 3rd, she said, Randy, we don't have time. If I do the rewording that they want, resubmit to get on the schedule for February, nothing says they're going to approve it. We're out of time. Well, I gave her my opinion. I said, you need to have your lawyer file a lawsuit today. Go to a judge, ask for injunctive relief. You got to fight fire with fire, and you have to use lawfare against the Democrats, just like they are using against Donald Trump. Just like the anti-Christina Caramo faction of the Michigan GOP filed a lawsuit on Friday, you have to use lawfare. This is a new form of warfare. This is the way you do things in today's absolutely chaotic world that we're living in. I said, Carla, you got to sue them. You got to get a judge to grant you an immediate injunction demanding, if they get the changes that they want, that they will have to hold a special meeting to approve it so that we can get going collecting signatures. Now, it's interesting because at that same meeting on Friday, the petitions for a ballot campaign to return some local control to local governments in the siting permit sites approval regarding wind and solar farms was approved by the very same Board of State Canvassers. They approved their 100-word summary. Former Speaker of the House Tom Leonard, his wife Janelle Leonard, is a spokesperson for Citizens for Local Choice, said the group would begin circulating petitions as early as next week. She said the group would hire paid circulators if needed, but was confident that they could get it across the finish line using bipartisan Republicans and Democrats grassroots volunteers. Spokesperson Norm Stephens said, my community's voice has been completely taken away with legislation that passed, that the governor signed into law, is why I'm involved in this effort. Like thousands of others in our state, I believe local communities know what is best for them, not bureaucrats in Lansing, end quote, said Stevens. Citizens for Local Choice filed their citizens-backed initiative that would repeal part of the law signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer that gives control to certify large-scale wind and solar farm developments in the state of Michigan by who? The Michigan Public Service Commission. This is a commission that its members are appointed by who? The governor. The initiative would allow locals, local government planning commissions, to continue to regulate some of the aspects of the installations of these type of development projects. Well, of course, the communist attorney, Mark Brewer, former chairman of the Michigan Democrat Party, representing the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, is opposing the petition. Brewer said the new law was, in fact, balanced because the solar and wind farms already had to be approved by the Michigan Public Service Commission through the utility companies. There's just a lot of benefits, and you've heard from farmers today say, we want these facilities so that we can get the income from them, and we do not want them to be denied, Brewer said. For example, the gentleman farmer, John Chepa, the board commissioner, chairman of the Board of Commissioners in Presque County. Even though he did not himself sit on the Planning Commission, which held that kangaroo court joke circus of a public hearing for public comments, where they approved the large solar farm project there in Presque County, he stands to benefit from it, folks. How? He owns a 100-acre farm. Does he himself personally farm it? No, he doesn't. He rents it out to people like Cliff Tellini, who grows crops on it to feed his cows. Well, guess what John Chepa allegedly has been reported to me by numerous sources. Guess what he's done? He's agreed to lease his 100 acres to DTE. How much? $1,000 per acre per year. 100-acre farm. The chairman of the Presque County Board of Commissioners stands to make $100,000 a year for renting his 100 acres to DTE for the solar farm project that he got approved through another county commissioner who attended the Planning Commission, was the ad hoc member of the Planning Commission, Marianne Heideman. Well, guess what? It's a 20-year lease. Yes, your duly elected chairman of the board of the Presque County Board of Commissioners stands to make $2 million off of this solar farm project in Presque County. John, if I'm wrong, come on the show and tell me how I'm wrong. You have an open mic invitation anytime you want to come on the show. Text me after 12 noon any day at 231-360-5140. I will be glad to have you on for a full half hour, and you can explain to the people listening to this program how I'm wrong on what I just said on this radio station. Anytime you want to come on. Now, you have to understand that when the Board of Canvassers approved this petition drive, and Janelle Leonard believes they may have to pay professionals to collect signatures, but they think they can actually get it done with bipartisan grassroots volunteers. What does that tell you? Democrats and Republicans are against this? You don't think it's going to pass if it gets on the ballot this November. I absolutely positively believe that this would pass, and they know it. And that's why they're fighting it so much. Several people spoke during the public comment period before the Board of State Canvassers voted. Some wanted to see the law stand so that they would be able to put solar and wind farms on their property without somebody else from their local community telling them they couldn't do it. Others said they didn't want their neighbor to put renewable facilities up, or that they wanted to keep the ability to regulate what was going on in their local community at the local level. We should not be told what to do in our local communities. Clint Beach, a planning commissioner in Choctaw Township in Livingston County, said the reason for the petition was so that everyone's voice could be heard when talking about what best suits their local community. One of the greatest things ever created was a committee, because you have to listen to everybody's voices. Open Meetings Act requires public comment. One of the things that you have to understand is the way this new law has been implemented takes away local people's voices, and they don't even have to listen to us. That is not the way things are supposed to work in the state of Michigan or the United States of America. You have to understand, folks, they rammed this through on partisan line voting. 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans. Democrats for it, Republicans against it. 20 state senators Democrat for it, 18 Republican senators against it. This is a partisan issue pushed because of their agenda. That's the bottom line. That is totally the bottom line as to why they ran this through, is they want the Michigan Public Service Commission to bypass local planning commissions. My question to you, would you vote for it? Give the power back to the local communities. Why for yes and for no? Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me. If I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Got a text message during the break. The Chippewa County Republican Party will be meeting tonight at the Sioux Christian Fellowship. Starts at 6:30, so you have time to get off work, go home and have some dinner. Get up to the Sioux Christian Fellowship. They're located at 2920 Ashman Street there in Sault Ste. Marie, and their meeting will start at 6:30. So greatly appreciate that information. If you guys live in Chippewa County, consider going to their first meeting. Join the party. Support Kay, the new chair. And tell her that you would like to be elevated at the upcoming February 15th county convention. They need more precinct delegates in Mackinac especially. And again, if you are a resident of Mackinac County, you can't afford the class for Saturday, February 3rd. We have two tickets that have been paid for. Donor has paid for you to attend the class. Just text me class and then give me your name, your email address, and what city, township, village you live in there in Mackinac County, and I'll put you on the list. We have two tickets paid for. Also, the deadline's been extended to 5 p.m. this Friday. We can still order the books and the guides and have them in time for the class. So if you're interested, text me class, and I'll text you the flyer and the website, acconservatives.org. We'll get you the information. Again, the deadline has been extended to 5 p.m. this Friday, Friday the 26th. So greatly appreciate it. Our unscientific poll, let's see how many unread messages. Well, we're up to 11 now. One no, the rest are all yes. Says that basically the no, the farmers, the owners of the property, pay property taxes. They should be able to do whatever they want with their property. If they stand to make a lot of money on their land, good for them. Okay, I got an idea, just throwing it out there. Let's say John Chapa, the chairman of the Board of Commissioners for Presque County, owns this 100-acre farm. He's agreed to lease it to DTE, $1,000 per acre per year for 20 years. 100 acres, 100 grand a year, 20 years, $2 million. Let me just throw a number out there. I don't even know if this is close or accurate, but let's say his property taxes on the 100-acre farm is $5 grand a year. Let's just throw that out there. What if he's able or willing to simply share his windfall profit, 100 grand a year, that now he's only probably getting, I don't know, Cliff, Tolini, how much? $3,000 a year maybe for you planting corn or hay, alfalfa on his property? He goes from $3,000 a year renting it for farmland to $100 grand a year for DTE. Well, what if you raise his property taxes? Share in your windfall. Instead of paying $5 grand a year, maybe he pays 10 or 15. Or 20, whatever. Share in the profits with the local community, increase the revenue to the local community, just pay more in local taxes. Patriot Jim, he's voting yes as well. This is going to be overwhelming, folks. They get this on the ballot. These people are organized. They absolutely, absolutely have the resources to get this across the finish line. If they can afford to pay paid circulators, and they'll probably be running TV and radio ads if they get the signatures, this is going to pass overwhelmingly. This will completely neuter and undo what the Democrats did in the House and the Senate and what Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed into law. So we'll be following this story. We'll keep an eye on it, and we'll see where it goes from there. Text me Chippewa if you want the address and the information for tonight's meeting. Class, if you want the class and the free tickets as well, text me class. If you're in Mackinac County, you live in Mackinac County, two tickets are available for free. So text me your name, your email address, and what city, township, village you're from, and we'll get you into the class for free. We have two tickets that have been paid for, so greatly appreciate that. And one last thing I do want to mention, we made some homemade chili with Cliff Tellini's ground beef. Man, was it good. Yes, it was. I think I ended up with, how many bowls, Vicky? Four or five bowls throughout the day watching the Lions win yesterday? Yeah, Vicky didn't even have enough to put away in the refrigerator. She had to can what was left. So text me beef, and I'll text you back Cliff's phone number. $4.25 for 1 pound packages of the ground beef, Montana Ancestry, ground beef, Black Angus. Oh man, is it good. So just text me beef and I'll text you back 989-733-2782. We'll get you hooked up with Cliff and he can bring it to you. Let's see. Yes, Cliff Tellini, speaking of, all over Indiana, Ohio, and Illinois, farmers have yard signs out. No solar farms on farmland. Yep, that's how they're dealing with it in other states. So, it's an issue, folks. We're going to be following it. We'll find out how they're doing. I might actually reach out to Janelle and see if I can get her to come on the show to talk about it. That would be good. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the music. Memories caused by the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. You guys have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state rep.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter.